CMS is a big organization that covers a lot of federal outlays and federal oversight. Can you tell me in just sort of, you know, simple layman's terms the kinds of things that would entail for you this position?
Yeah. So the first thing that I probably should mention, this position also carries a secondary title, if you will, of Director of the Office of Clinical Standards and Quality.
Okay.
Director of the Office of Clinical Standards and Quality, or OCSQ in classic, giving an acronym for everything, right. Government terms.
Yes.
That office and this position reports into the administrator of CMS. The role has several major components. So first, quality measurement and quality improvement programs. So that includes all the quality measures used in Medicare and Medicaid payment programs.
Including things like hospital compare.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the measures in hospital value-based purchasing and hospital compare, eventually in a physician compare website, all those measures that measurement activity is led by this office. Second, in quality improvement, the office leads the 50 state quality improvement offices, or QIOs.
Yes, okay.
So every state has a QIO. This office coordinates those 50 state engagement in quality improvement.
Okay.
Third, the office is responsible for all coverage decisions. So medical, meaning all coverage decisions. So medicine, services, the final coverage determinations are for Medicare and Medicaid are made in this office.
Now, quality is a big deal for CMS, and there are other groups in the federal government like AHQR or AHRQ.
Yes, AHRQ, yeah.
All right. How do you make sense of it? I mean, it was strolling into that arena to want to manage the government's commitment to quality. That's there's a lot involved there, right? I mean,
it is complex. I think the government, both within the government and outside of the government, if you include National Quality Forum and all these organizations, I'd say that what I would call the quality enterprise, if you will.
Great.
Certainly complex.
Yeah.
I think this role in CMS, the power of it could be in partnering, within the federal government with agencies like AHRQ. When I was a White House fellow, I worked closely with Dr. Carolyn Clancy, who's the director there.
Yeah.
And with entities outside the government. So I think, meaning partnering with professional societies such as SHM, AMA, and others on quality measurement, quality programs. And partnering with, quality entities such as National Quality Forum, whose purpose it is to drive a quality agenda in the United States.
Yeah.
Or to coordinate the quality agenda in the United States. Mm-hmm. So, I think the power of the office, obviously Medicare and Medicaid are huge programs, but I think, the power and the challenge of the office is, how to, coordinate that quality work across the healthcare system, if you will.
We hear so much from the government about comparative effectiveness research, pay for performance, hospital compare. It must be kind of puzzling for someone out on the front lines to wonder, how do these large national, tectonic plate developments, how do they relate to them in their daily jobs? How do we translate these large national developments into meaningful directions and advice?
To talk about a few things that are directly relevant to hospitalists.
Yeah.
So one, the hospital value-based purchasing program has a huge potential for hospitalists to add value to their hospitals. So the DRG payment will go up and down for every single admission. Based on your performance on measures, some of which, like heart failure, pneumonia, hospitalists often have a big role in.
Yeah.
I'll sort of name them, and then we can come back to any of you want.
All right.
Because I bet you've covered, I'm trying to think through your articles, I think you've covered a lot of these.
Yeah.
Do the healthcare-acquired infections work, or healthcare-acquired conditions, to even put a more broad term on it. So Medicare, has, I'm going to have to know this now soon again. I think it's still 10 unless they've added some more. anymore.
Okay.
These are things like, you know, pressure ulcers,
yeah,
stream infections, etc.
Yeah.
You know, many of them hospitals have a large role in, and increasingly the hospitals will care about because their payment,
yeah,
you know, can be affected.
Yeah.
And I just think from a quality and safety agenda, I mean, these things matter. They are,
yes,
you know, those,
yes,
we should try to eliminate harm in our hospitals.
Well, there's kind of a chain reaction of national policy changing, the way hospitals get paid evolving, and then those start to percolate down to their relationship, such as with their hospitalist groups.
Exactly. So, I mean, the reason I may go back to D.C., like, there are people that love being in the Beltway and, like, being a policy person. Amazingly, like, I had no great desire to return to the Beltway.
Right.
Working in policy.
Right.
But, I mean, the reason I'm, you know, looking at doing it is, I mean, I actually think if we realign incentives, you know, the system can perform better.
Okay. So you have an opportunity to take one for the team and go back and help.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I don't mean to be totally, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be a hard job. I mean, I've been there before. These are,
yeah,
not easy jobs.
Yeah.
I have a family and et cetera and was making a good living. So, but no, I mean, I see it as an opportunity for me to perform public service.
At the macro level, where the healthcare system is going and needs to go, and that you've described, can we parallel and go back to the micro level? And how does an individual hospitalist relate to this? And what might be their program of improvement?
Yeah, I mean, so in the last, you know, over a year, I've been director of hospital medicine at a, you know, a health system.
Yeah.
That takes care, and I promise this will come back to your question, that takes care of, you know, over 7,000 admissions a year.
Now, this is all pediatric?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Children's Hospital,
yeah,
Medical Center. So, yeah, yeah, it is all pediatric, but
yeah,
I think the same tenets will apply.
Yeah.
So, we, you know, we take care of a little over 7,000 admissions a year, have, you know, 28 attendings and, you know, about 6 clinical teams going at any time.
Yeah.
So when I first came back, we... I promise this will get to your question.
No, that's fine.
We wrote a vision and a mission.
Oh, great.
And then we wrote strategic initiatives. And then that led to, you know, what do we want to improve on in the next year? And we decided, essentially about, you know, 10 to... This may have even been too many, but we decided on a, you know, 10 to 15 improvement initiatives. And then we have a dashboard that's literally one page that we've,
yeah,
been tracking those over the last year.
Yeah.
And have sort of, you know, dramatically improved, you know, a large number of those initiatives.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
uh-huh,
I think the process should be pretty simple. Even if you're a, you know, 3 hospitalist hospital program.
Yeah.
You know, maybe pick 3 things and that's your dashboard.
Yeah.
You know, we have 27 people, so we got a few more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the process is, you know, how do we want to get better this year? What are we going to do in the next